Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory to all of my Facebook connection. Glory be to God. This is your host, Pastor Dr. Radcliffe, coming to you live on Hope of Glory on Live Blog Talk broadcast. I greet you with much favor, much grace. Glory be to God. God is good and all the time. God is good. We give God all the honor and all the glory. Let's begin to pray. Father, we thank you right now for Hope of Glory online Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We say thank you, Father, for you are the healer. You are our redeemer. You are our rewarder. We give you all the praise and all the honor. But Father, we thank you for this broadcast that it will touch the lives of your people all over the world, on Instagram, on Facebook, glory be to God, oh hallelujah, on Twitter. Lord, we just come to say thank you that the word is going forth through the nation, Lord God. But Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, as you use me as your instrument, teaching on destiny, to be filled with destiny. So, Father, I give you an appraise in advance. So, Heavenly Father, you hide me, allow my spirit man that will reap the benefit to bring forth the healing to the body of Christ, as you use me as your instrument to bring strength to the people of God and strength to the kingdom. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, oh, Shekarabasha, that you use me according to your perfect plan and according to your purpose will for my life, as you use me to speak on, to be filled with destiny. My God, we thank you in advance. So, Father, we thank you for this, for the blessings in advance, for the miracle, for the breakthroughs. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. Well, people of God, I thank God because when he have given me the topic, I didn't know what topic to teach on, praise God, but to God be the glory. He gave you a topic that will meet the needs of the people. You know, that's why, glory be to God, it's not your way of thinking when it comes to depositing life into the kingdom and depositing life to the body of Christ. Because once I deposit this to the body of Christ, it instant hit the heavenly realm. Glory be to God. Well, people, the topic, you know, that he have given me is to fill with destiny. That's an assignment. You know, you know that's the detail of your work from the Lord. Glory be to God. When you are filled with destiny, you're filled with assignment that God have put in you through the obedience, through the relationship that you have with God. Well, we, you know, hallelujah. So it's like, well, now I am in a date with destiny. I am determined to fulfill the purpose of my destiny and the calling that God have called me in such a time that we're in. We are in perilous time, but I must take a stand against all the obstacles that try to come and to bring disturbance. I must conquer it through victory and to remove all fears that try to get in my way of destiny. So you need to say to myself, I have a date with destiny. When you have a date with destiny, people of God, you saying, Lord, I want to be filled. I want to be filled with your grace of favor. My God, God is doing what miraculous things when you have an open ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in such a time that we're in. Now, follow with me when we talk about destiny. We can go in the book of Jeremiah 29 and 11, it declares, it said, for I know the plans. See, God already know your plans. that I have for you. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. So your destiny was already predestinated before you get into your destined place. Because God said, I knew the plans before you, you know, declare the Lord. The plans for the welfare and not of evil. So God saying to you, for I know the plan I have for you and the welfare of my plan for you, it is not of evil. Anytime God have given you a desire for purpose and destiny, his plan for you is to prosper. It's to prosper and to reap the benefit that is already was up, stored up just for you. His plan is never evil for you. His plan for you is to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospered in the things of God. So that's why God said, I know the plan of your destiny. You know, I know the plan of your destiny, the welfare of it, of your destiny, is not evil. He said, I will give you a good future and a good hope. He will give you great expectation. My God, will he give you great expectation for your destiny? Glory be to God. Then you will conquer all your blessings in advance that he have stored up from the beginning of time. Let's look at the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2 and 3. It declares, for still the vision awaits. That's what he said. For still the vision awaits. It appointed time. Now, see, we went to Jeremiah 29 and 11. He said, I know the plans for you. And now you hear Habakkuk, he said, awake. It's appointed time. It doesn't hesitate to the end. It will not lie to you. In other words, when God have a plan for your life, he shall not lie to you about the plan that he have already predestinated before you reach destiny. My God. Because he said, if it seems slow, wait. If it seems slow, wait for it. Okay, that tell you now, your timing, it may seem slow, but in, you know, glory to God, but it speeds up things in the kingdom because you may not know that it's speeding up for you because you're looking at your natural, of what's going on around you. So it may seem slow to you. Even if it seems slow for you, God said, you need to wait for it. He said, it will surely come. It will surely come. And so whatever God have a plan for your life, he's saying to you, it will surely come to pass. You know, it will not be in delay. If he promised you anything, you have to wait on it. It don't come on your timing. It comes at an appointed time, a season that he have chosen for you to reap. Glory be to God, the plans he have in store for you. Glory be to God. So let's look at Psalms 138. It said, the Lord will fulfill his purpose now. As he said, I know I have a plan for you. Then he said, and he said here, for still the vision await to the appointed time. Now, this is Jeremiah 29:11 and Habakkuk 2 and 3. And then he comes to Psalms 138. The Lord will fulfill the purpose for me. So if the Lord going to fulfill the purpose for me, he already knew the plans for me that he had, and it was not of evil, and for me to reap. My God, to reap the expectation of my future, to be blessed, you know, and to know that this surely will come to pass. It won't be delayed or denied. My God, when God have a plan for you, it may be delayed, I'm sorry, for a little while, but not deny. Amen. Now, but see, when it was saying in Habakkuk, I just want to piggyback on Habakkuk because that's where the Lord leading me. For still the vision, let's say, for still the vision awaits. For still the vision awaits. So you still have to wait for its appointed time for you. You cannot go before the appointed time. So that's why he said, for still the vision awaits. For you, the vision wait for you at a appointed time. God don't hesitate to the end. He doesn't hesitate to the end. It have to be on that appointed time that he had scheduled for your release. Dennis said it wouldn't. He cannot lie. He will not lie to you. If it seems, because see, people think when the progress is slow, God is lying. No, baby. God will not lie to you. It may seem slow to you, so wait on it. But it surely will come. He said, it will not delay when it comes. It will be scheduled right on time. That's in Habakkuk 2 and 3, so you can rehearse that. Glory be to God. So let's look at, let's get back and piggyback to the destiny concerning the book of Psalm 138:8, the Lord will fulfill his purpose. In other words, God is ordained for God to fulfill his purpose for you. You know, if he said it, he's going to perform it to come to pass. But I'm going to just read 138, and because I get so excited when the revelation comes into my spirit, it's like the rivers of water. So when, you know, and I just don't be, you know, the spirit allowed me to just move in the prophetic when I'm speaking on, when I'm reading the verse. Praise God, to God be the glory. So let's look at it again, 138:8 song. It says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endure forever. So his love is what? Endure forever. Do not forsaken the work of your hand. In other words, you know, David was telling the Lord, Lord, fulfill this purpose for me. Your steadfast in love, I know it endure forever, he's saying to the Lord. And then he said, do not forsake the work of your hand so I can reap the purpose that is fulfilled for my life, the plans that you have for me. My God, and it's not of even, and to know that I can give you a future with expectation concerning hope. In other words, if you have hope, you have God's expectation. My God, let's look at the book. Let's go into John 16:33. They say, I have said these things to you, that in me you have. Let me read this again. Let's rehearse it again. Thank you, Holy Ghost. John 16:33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. So God will give you peace. He said, I may have said these things to you concerning the plans for your life, and that I may give you what? Peace. In the world you will have tribulation. See, in the world you will have in tribulation, but in the relationship with God, God will give you peace. The things that God have for you, he will allow it to have peace. My God, it won't have tribulation because in the world you would have tribulation. But take heart. He said, but take heart. I have overcome the world. When God have released a financial blessing, he let you know that you have the power to call victory through your finance. My God, you have the power to call victory to come into your situation. So he said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace concerning anything that your heart may be thirsty for, anything that God have in store for you. He will make sure that you will overcome it. Amen. From the world. Amen. Let's look at Hallelujah, just bear with me because we're just going into the teaching. It's good to have a teaching. You know, most people, we want you to preach, 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 but sometimes God wants the word to teach you for a spirit of excellence. Because when we talk about destiny, you need to know concerning destiny, the plans God has for your destiny, you know. Is not of evil. He wants to give you a good future. God want to give you a good future with expectation. Glory be to God. But you have to first have an open ear what to hear what the Spirit is saying. So let's look at the book of Isaiah 55 and 11. And it says, so shall my words be that goes out from my mouth. It should not return to me empty. So whatever God have planned for your life, in other words, he's saying it would not return to him empty. So these are the promises God has for you. I have the future for you of expectation. And my word that I say to you, it won't come back empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose for your life. And I shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. So God already telling you, this is already predestinated before you reach destiny. My God, that he said to you, you know, I have known the plans for your life. It's not of evil. He already told you it's not of evil. I desire to give you a good future with expectation, you know, to give you a good future of hope, which is of expectation, of favor, beyond measure. Then God began to tell you also, my God, I said these things to you that in me you may have this peace. You know, you when you have God relationship, you have peace. You know, in every situation, circumstances that try to come and dictate what God have already have promised you and had planned before time. My God, he predestinated your destiny before you had a desire to have a date with destiny to be fulfilled in such a time that we end with blessings and miracles and breakthroughs. My God, let's look at Romans 8 and 29. And it said, for those who he forsaken, let's read it again. Romans 8 and 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated, there you go, predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So good God said to you, he said, for those who he foreknew, he also predestinated. He also had already predestinated you to be confirmed in the image of his son. He put in order, he said, that you might be the first among many brothers. So this is, again, the plans that he have for you is a good future. My God, my God. Let's look at Romans 8 and 28. And we know, for those who love God, all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. So he said again, he said, and we know, we the believers know, those who love God, we know if we love God, we can expect good things and good expectation to be in our hands for those who are called according to his purpose. So we know if we according to God's purpose, we have good future, my God, because of the promise that God has given to each believer, my God. So we got to know that God say that he have a good future with hope, with many expectations. So let's look at Jeremiah, and it said, Jeremiah 17 and 10, I, the Lord, searches your heart. So God said, I, the Lord, search your heart and I test the mind. So as God search your heart should be pure, and he said, I test your mind. And your mind should line up with the will of God. But let me just go on and read the scripture, then I'll read, because I just get so excited. My God, so Jeremiah 17 and 10, it said, I, the Lord, searched the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways. My God. According to the fruit of his deed. Let me read that again. Okay. I, the Lord, I search your heart. I test the mind to give every man according to his ways. I hope and pray your ways will be fruitful. Because what God is telling you here, he said, I search your heart. He said, I tested the mind already. And he said, to give every man according to his ways. So if your ways are given to God grudgingly, you get grudgingly. But if my ways are given to God is cheerfully, then God will give in return cheerfully. Because he told us what in the book of Luke 6 and 30. See, Luke is 6 and what, 38? Glory be to God. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shake it over and run into your lap. So God already in Jeremiah 29:11. I just hear that in my spirit. I know the plans for you, and my plans for you are not of evil. It's to give you a good and hope. Good expectation. God desire for you to reap the benefit, because he said in Jeremiah 17 and 10, I, the Lord, search your heart and I test the mind. I test the mind to see if you are obedient to reap the fruits of his deeds. My God. But let me read it again. I just hear God said, I want you to really reach to the people where they can know how to have a fruitful mind if your ways are godly, if your ways are increasing the kingdom. He don't want you to lack the benefit. He want you to prosper and to reap what is due to you according to your good deeds. Your deeds have to be a fruit. So this is what he said in Jeremiah 17. He said, so I, the Lord, he searches. God searches and he tests your mind. He searches the heart of every man. And if he searches the heart of every man, he tests the mind. And then he said, and to give every man according to his ways. So let your ways be delighted in the Lord and not in yourself. Let your ways be delighted in life and not death. And then he said, according to the fruit of his deed. So your deeds have to be fruitful. If you want God to release grace, which is miracles, breakthroughs, healing, deliverance, my God, you have to lined up with the will of God. First of all, have your heart to be pure towards your assignment. Let me say it again. Have your heart to be pure towards your assignment. Because God said, I searched your heart. So you can't get by, because he said, I already tested your mind. He said, I give to every man according to his ways. So if your ways is not being fruitful to the kingdom, again, then you reap according to your ways, which was unfruitful. My goodness. So God is saying to you, as I search your heart to be pure and to test your mind, so I can give you good future according to your ways, but let your ways line up with the will of God so that you won't be counted as guilty, but that you will be counted not guilty. My God, that's an awesome word. To God be the glory. Now let's look at, and we're going to close it. I'm at my closing prayer at Proverbs 16 and 3. It's C. Commit your work to the Lord. Commit your work, your good deeds. You know, commit your work to God, to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now, what are you saying? God says, commit your works, commit your good deeds to the Lord, and your plans will be established. So if my heart is pure and God has tested my mind and I follow the steps of a good man, a righteous man, my ways are lined up in the ways of God, my God, praise God, and my deeds are fruitful, then I must commit these things to the Lord. I must surrender these things unto the Lord. And then the Lord said to already know that the plans he have of a good future of expectation is already established. My God, what a word. So my destiny is filled with purpose. My destiny is filled with increase. My destiny is for me to be blessed in every capacity of favor beyond measure. Now I have access to greatness. Glory be to God. When I commit my good deeds, my good work unto the Lord, I know that the plans of the Lord is now established, because he said in Jeremiah, I already knew the plans I have for your life, and it was never of evil. It was of good and hope expectation. So you need to know, people of God, God desire for you to be blessed. My God, this is what I'm hearing through the scripture of destiny and purpose. He desire for your welfare, to have a good future of expectation. God don't want you to lack any of his prosperity for your destiny. Your destiny, you have to keep dreaming. Whatever your destiny concerning dreaming, you know, keep that fruitful, healthy mind setting, because you're allowing God to bring grace upon the situation of the circumstances. So, people of God, I just pray that your destiny, your date with destiny, will be great in 2016. And know that God cares, God loves you, he wants you to prosper, but you have to have an open ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, because he already knows the plans for your life. Glory be to God. But your plans have to be in the vision of God appointed time. So the work of your good deeds won't be delayed. Be denied. Yet, you know, glory be to God, you have to know, you have to call those things as though they were or though they're not. The Bible says, call those things as though they're not and declare and decree it, because God will give you the desires of your heart. But allow your heart to be lined up with the kingdom purpose, with kingdom vision. You know, kingdom vision is to stay fruitful, to stay faithful, loyal, and, you know, and to obey. Amen. So I pray that you people of God will continue to allow your spirit man to be filled with purpose and destiny in this season. For God have, like he said, for I know the plans for you. I desire the plans of your welfare, not to be of evil, but to give you a future and hope and great expectation. So God's desire is to give you great, great expectation, people of God. So your job is as kingdom agent. Amen. Kingdom agent. I don't know. God gave me that. Kingdom agent is to be obedient, have an open ear to allow God to use you in such a time that we're in. We're in perilous time, but we give God the glory in advance. To God be the glory. I pray that this word have reached you and that this word had mature you and deliver you from bondage. My God, I thank you in advance, O Heavenly Father, for using me in such an awesome way to the people of God. We give you all the honor and all the praise on tonight, Father. Oh, and I ask that you keep on building me up. Keep on depositing wisdom into me to give to the people. Oh, Heavenly Father, so they can be uprooted and upright in the things of God. And I thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. God bless. This is Pastor Dr. Radcliffe. God bless.